96.1 and 102.1 The Wolf. It is time to meet Rodeo Royalty for the 113th War Bonnet Roundup. These lovely ladies in the studio representing the War Bonnet Roundup Royalty for the first of 2 years. We've got the War Bonnet Princess, Edie Barnes. We got the War Bonnet Roundup Teen Queen, Sydney Mitchell. And the Queen, Miss War Bonnet Roundup, Bailey Bramwell. Ladies, welcome, ladies. Let's start with our Queen, Bailey Bramwell. Welcome. And Bailey, talk about what it means to be the Queen of the War Bonnet Roundup.
So being the Queen of the War Bonnet Roundup is we are mentor to the public. We are the face of the rodeo, so we're out there always in the public trying to promote our rodeo and our Western way of life.
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. So, Edie, you are the War Bonnet Roundup Princess.
Yes, sir.
So you're kind of the queen in waiting, right?
A little bit.
So how old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12 years old. Okay, so what does the War Bonnet Roundup Princess do?
Kind of just do the same thing as the queen, but, like, less.
We learn from her. She's a mentor.
That's right. All right. So she's literally teaching you all. So what's your favorite part about being a teen queen?
Just to watch the kids look up to you and still being a kid as well.
Oh, good answer. And yeah, inspiring the little ones, right?
Yeah.
I think it's the coolest thing. Whenever we go out and do an event with you all, the little come up and they're just... Their eyes are all wide, and they see all the sparkliness.
Funny.
Yeah, and they're so excited to meet you guys. That's got to feel good.
Yeah.
Okay, Sydney, who wants her own show, apparently. you are the teen queen.
Correct.
What does that mean?
That means I'm one step above Edie, but one step below Bailey, but we all do the same, and we're...
You're right in the middle.
Yeah, it's right in the middle.
It's a trifecta, the three amigas.
Yeah. Yeah.
Here we go.
Three Musketeers.
There it is. There it is.
They should sponsor us.
They should.
What's your favorite part about being the teen queen?
I like the kids, too. I feel like when they show the love for us, it, like, makes it feel like we're important to them. And then it, like, makes us want to do better because, like, they, like, I just love being a mentor to them and seeing them happy. And then seeing them start, like, the little girls start rodeo queening and be like, I loved how you did it, so I wanted to do it, you know?
That's what it's all about. Just keep passing it on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you guys champion any causes that are really dear to your heart? I mean, Bailey, do you have, any particular causes in the community that you're, like, really passionate about?
Actually, I do a lot of Toys for Tots and helps with the veterans as well. The wooden veterans.
Bailey, those are two of my favorites, too. Edie, what about you?
So... When I was a little kid, like 2 or 3, I suffered from leukemia.
Oh, my goodness.
So that's what I like to do.
Okay. Just kind of. Okay. Like the children's hospitals?
Yeah. I went out to Primary Children's Hospital.
Edie, I am so happy to hear that you are healthy and you're doing so well.
Very healthy.
Very healthy.
Look at her.
See? That is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like a strong
survivor. All right. I love it. Sydney.
I do a lot of stuff with sports. Like, I'm starting to coach a little bit, and I, like, volunteer there. I kind of stay in the more sporty section.
What kind of sports do you like? Besides rodeo, which is a sport.
Yes, it is. I have to convince everyone I'm the horse
and
girl,
by the way,
you know,
since it is the Olympics, there was a time when rodeo actually was an Olympic sport. I think it was 89.
Why did it go away?
I don't know, 88, 89, right? And I'll tell you what, it was awesome. You know why? Because we just dominated the world.
I know, they're like, we have to give the other sports.
They were jealous, that's why.
That's right, they're like, so the USA would dominate this like every single Olympics, so yeah, we're not doing that. I'm just saying, if they could have breakdancing this year, we can bring rodeo back.
Yeah.
What do you think? I didn't rodeo, but I could spin around on some cardboard, Edie. I really could. So you're into the sports, which is great, being athletic and outgoing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's good for mind, body, and soul, right?
Yes.
We got a kickoff night, which we got the free Toyota Wild West Family Fest going on. Are you excited about that?
Very excited.
Yeah. So are you all going to be there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody will be there doing the... You're not just going to stand there and wave. You're going to participate.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
We'll be getting down and dirty with the kids. That's just how we roll.
Perfect. Yeah. So we've got, you know, the Mutton Busting Qualifier, which you all are kind of like the pickup crew. And I mean that literally. You pick up the little ones when they fall off, right?
Yeah.
pick up the crew and take them over.
That's right. Dust them off. Try their tears. Whatever you guys got to do.
The hats,
exactly. So we got a lot of stuff on Wednesday. Gates open at 4. We're going to have the Mutton Busting Qualifier. There's going to be some steer riding. There's going to be some shoot dogging. Petting Zoo Pony Rides. Champ's Heart. We all love Champ's Heart. Rock Climbing Wall. Buzz Factory. Live a Little. Monster Bus. Free games. And we're bringing everything from Alive After 5 down. So we're going to have live music with the Aaron Ball Band. We're going to have the Civitans and food and drink. It's a huge party.
Oh, yeah.
And rodeo royalty people. They're all going to be there. Bailey and Sydney and Edie. And obviously fashion's kind of a thing when you're in the royal court.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I would imagine, Bailey, what kind of, like, outfits are you preparing for? Because each night is a different theme.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got my purple shirt for purple night.
Okay. Van Up Crusade, Thursday night, purple.
Yes.
Okay.
And then Friday night, Speak Night. So I've got my pink peacock shirt that I'm going to be wearing. Oh, yeah. It's going to be awesome.
I bet. And then Saturday?
And then Saturday is red, white, and blue night. So I've got my very patriotic shirt that I'm going to be wearing for that as well.
Now, Edie, Friday night, now that we know about you, I am sure that Friday night means something really special.
Yes. So I'm actually...
tough enough to wear pink night, right?
Yeah. I'm actually going to be wearing a gold shirt that has a little pink in it.
Yeah.
But it's to support the Tough Enough to Wear Pink and Childhood Cancer.
I love that. Survivor. Thriver. Royalty. I love this. This is going to be great. And y'all are going to be, you too, right? You've got all the different.
Oh, yeah.
I have one outfit.
Well, I noticed you're wearing a Patriot shirt right now, so.
I'll have my Patriot shirt on. We got the Wolf Patriot shirts for y'all before you leave. So we're going to outfit you with some official Patriot gear. I mean, every night really is Patriot night, right?
Yeah.
Every day.
And by the way, can I just say, I was looking at some of the photo shoots, because part of your duties is to represent and to take some really awesome photos, right? They're used on social media. Bailey, tell me about the photo shoot in the dunes.
The photo shoot in the dunes was just a blast.
Wow.
These girls, they ride so hard, and it's so much fun. We were playing horse tag for crying out loud.
Wow. Wow, because I think of the dunes. Was that out at St. Anthony?
Yeah.
Wow, okay, so you think of the St. Anthony dunes. You think of UTVs, and you think of four-wheelers and stuff. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, out of the horizon, comes three ladies on horseback. And they come riding through the dunes. And the pictures were amazing. And my favorite is at the top of the dune. Each one of you had an American flag.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
That is the coolest pic ever.
We were lucky to have Jessica Calderwood. Took all of our photos.
Those are
so
amazing.
So big shout
picks.
Out to her.
Jessica, yeah. Yeah. Done y'all real good on that. And, you know, speaking of the American flag, Bailey, riding into that arena with the flag flying on horseback, what does that feel? It looks amazing. I get goosebumps talking about it. What does it feel like to do that?
It feels amazing. It's definitely a heart racing experience.
Yeah, it's got to be like one of the most patriotic things that a human can do.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a big honor. It's not very often I get to represent the American flag. So being
very
able
cool.
to represent a war bonnet is an amazing honor to have.
Well, it's an honor having y'all in here. You are representing America, Idaho, and the War Bonnet Roundup, and the country lifestyle, and the rodeo lifestyle very well, ladies. And we expect big things this year and next year during your two-year reign as War Bonnet royalty. And looking forward to Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday hanging out with y'all at Sandy Downs.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. WarBonnetRoundup.org. And that's where you want to get all your official tickets and info.
Tickets in person at Cal Ranch and then at Teton Toyota, one of our main sponsors, for a 5% discount.
Just make sure to get them early because we tend to sell out.
And we, War Bonnet Roundup royalty, again, our queen, Bailey Bramwell, our teen queen, Sydney Mitchell, and our War Bonnet princess, Edie Barnes. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.